Aspen Avionics heads into helicopters. What it takes to make that happen. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The revolution in glass cockpits started out in fixed-wing aircraft, understandably because that's where the volume is. But modern avionics may have even more value in helicopters, which are often used on missions involving flight at night, in inclement weather, or close to the ground in obstructions. The major avionics manufacturers have announced the adaptation of their product lines into the helicopter segment, but there's more to it than just slapping an H on the model number. At HAI 2010, ANN's Jim Campbell got to talk with Aspen Avionics CEO John Uzukai about that company's new products for helicopters and what it takes to make the jump into that segment.
We're obviously looking at what the avionics industry is doing to make their equipment more conversant to helicopter ops. But this isn't something you think up overnight and have it out the next Monday. This is something that takes a considerable amount of time and research to adapt to the rigors of helicopter operations. So what did Aspen have to do to make you helicopter ready?
Okay, well, first of all, the big thing in helicopters is the environment that you're installing in. You got a lot of issues around the vibration aspects and the ability to withstand the pretty severe operations of a helicopter. So the first thing you kind of look at is your design of your hardware and how to isolate the vibrations out of the helicopter market. So we came up with some unique vibration mounts to be able to use existing hardware and not having to redesign the hardware specific for the helicopter market. As you well know, we're pretty well versed in the fixed wing market, and one of the areas that we've been very successful in is in the acrobatics and aerobatics because of the robustness of our AHARs. And that plays very well in the helicopter market. As you know, helicopters can move all different directions while an aircraft moves forward. We have some unique technology in our AHARS design that allows it to be quite robust in that market. And another big thing about it in that market is that because of the robustness of our AHARS solution, we are not required to have a GPS or any other external device to provide us our AHARS solution. And that means now we can go in a wide array of different helicopters, those that have GPS, those that don't have WASP GPSs, those that have nothing or any kind of GPS, and that creates a nice market for us. But the fundamental technology there is using MEMS-based technology, Kalman-based filtering without having it based on GPS and bringing that to helicopter market in an environment that's pretty severe.
We're also talking about an environment in which the high-frequency, low-amplitude vibration is a killer. I mean, it's just unreal, and especially when you talk about a device that's sensitive to all kinds of motion like an AHARS is, the filtering aspects of what to pay attention to and what not to from an attitude standpoint has to be absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge for any type of design in this market because there's no real way you can test for everything in a helicopter market. You literally have unlimited amount of variation that can occur to an AHAR. Providing that type of filtering and those type of algorithms while not being reliant on GPS correction is quite a challenge, and we're quite proud of the aspects that we been able to put into the system and have reflected in most all of our systems, even in the acrobatic, aerobatic, fixed-wing market as well.
So what's the plan from here? Obviously, you guys have taken the fixed-wing market by storm. Every time I turn around, somebody's telling me, oh, hey, my Aztec is doing this and my Mooney's doing that, and you guys are everywhere, and that's all well and good, but I got a couple of helos in particular that are my favorites. When are we going to see this on the average Bell or Robbie?
Okay, so first of all, as you know, we just recently had the Bell 206 series STC with Keystone, and that's coming out. You can see that here. We're working with several different groups to provide STCs, most recently the Chippewa announcement for the Robinson helicopters, and we are in OH-58s. So we're kind of all over the place right now in terms of availability, but as we team up with these people like Chippewa and Keystone and others, I think you're going to see a wide array of STCs coming out of us for a wide array of helicopters. And as the demand grows and we get a lot of people coming here, can you put it in this, can you put it in that? And of course our answer is yes, but you got to go through the STC process. And we're doing that through a process of teaming up with people like Chippewa and Keystone and others. So you should expect a lot of out of us in the next 12 months.
Actually, if I recall, one of your earliest installation was a government 206, wasn't it?
Yeah, we have a 206 special use aircraft out there. We have the OH-58 with a PFD-MFD installation at Dale County Sheriff's, and we have a surprising number of helicopter installations in special use aircraft even today, and now we're formalizing that through the STCs to make it available to the broader market.
In a moment, how are those early public use installations working out? We'll be back for more with Aspen's John Uzukai. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? the flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approaches. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plagg. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Aspen Avionics CEO John Uzukai about the first test installations of the company's avionics products in public-use helicopters, which allow real-world testing without the requirements for an STC.
What are they telling you about operations?
We've been very pleased with the robustness of the design. We have several, even without the vibration mounts, that we've done some testing on, and we've seen very good reliability. And the features they really like, of course, is the availability to have a nice, bright display for your ADI and your HSI information and the ease of use of it. Most, really, our system is so simple to use. It doesn't require extensive amount of training. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback about that. But most of them are like, wow, I can get this kind of reliability with a glass cockpit at this price. That's probably the biggest piece of feedback that we get.
What type of unique helicopter functionality will be coming to the displays?
Okay, so much like the helicopter market's a different market. You deal issues with different types of HTOS things, video inputs, all these sorts of things, synthetic vision. We'll be coming out with our synthetic vision version this year. We hope to be demonstrating it sometime very soon. We'll be working on the HTOS and the video. But as we've done with most things, we start with a basic platform. We release that basic platform to the market. We get some installations, we get some feedback, and we prioritize our development on the needs of the industry. And as you've been seeing, we add it to individual software upgrades that allow people to do it on ship without having to remove their units. And we do it pretty much free of charge so we can bring these people up in terms of their functionality. And as we go forward, you should expect to see that in the helicopter market as well.
How serious to you is the helicopter market? I mean, obviously fixed wing's a majority of everybody's interest right offhand, but I mean, what kind of effort does this take, and what can we see from Aspen in the future in regards to pursuing this very demanding market?
Well, the helicopter market's quite demanding, as you said, but it's also quite fragmented. There's a lot of different types of helicopters out there. We've come to the conclusion that because of our architecture and the flexibility of our design and the ability really to work with just about anything out there or nothing out there, that the helicopter market is a prime market for us. Our unit fits very well in that kind of environment. So we are very not only committed in terms of a business plan, but we're very committed in terms of technology plan of bringing technology into the helicopter market. Our strategy, our technical architecture is really geared very well for the helicopter market. So you're going to see us very visible in the helicopter market. We view it as important as the fixed wing market. We're not doing this as a post-fixed wing type thing. We view the helicopter market as a primary market for us. And now that we've been able to develop our technologies to the level of required of the robustness in this market, I think you're going to see us in a lot here.
John Uzukai is CEO of Aspen Avionics. Find out more about the company, including the latest on STCs earned by partners for installation of Aspen products in certificated helicopters, at aspenavionics.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.